to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. That's when the ish gets real.
I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, everybody. Our sponsors, of course, we got the regulars and the new ones. Main Train USA. We need a slogan. We still have none, right? Still have none? Did you even research, Web?
I delegated it.
Okay.
It's insane in the mainframe.
Insane. I like it.
That's why I delegated
it right there. I like it.
Damn,
we're going it.
He's gold.
Lord. And Lion Audio, everybody. Keep your headphones. Get a mod mic. Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. And their upcoming movie that we're going to be shooting in tandem with. We don't have a title just yet. We're gonna keep that under wraps. But we've been brainstorming the crap out of it. It's
going to
be
like 20 minutes.
Amazeballs.
Even before that.
Even before you were even born.
Yep.
That's how old this thing is.
That's impossible.
You don't know that. Time is a wibbly-wobbly.
It's a wibbly-wobbly.
Yeah. On the show, everybody, it's the real David Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
If you had a 90s quintessential name, what would it be? Ooh. You know, you can't think of one, huh?
Josh.
There you go.
You lost him at
Christmas. There you go. Josh, that's a good one. Behind the ones and twos, Corey Vincent, everybody.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
90s quintessential name?
Spaz.
There you go.
Damn.
There it is.
I'd be the guy with the green tongue for whatever reason. And frosted tips.
Spam. Frosted tips.
I guess in my case, a frosted tip.
What? Frosted?
Yeah,
terrible.
Just the tip.
The rhino horn.
Steven Gutierrez is in the building, everybody.
I don't know, I think.
Now you're on the spotlight. Because I don't remember a lot of Mexicans.
No,
in
it'd
the
be
90s.
Like Eduardo or something.
Yeah.
Like really,
yeah.
Really Mexican.
Really.
Paco
yeah.
or something
yeah.
like that.
Paco.
Yeah.
It probably would be Paco.
Pablo.
Terrible.
Oh, Paco's from the streets.
Yeah, you'd be the only one that's actually from the streets in
yeah,
there. Yeah,
basically.
And of course, the people that are here week in, week out, all the time, the chat room. Say hello, chat.
Hello,
what it do
chat.
Do?
Yeah, hello.
That's a chat room from all over, from the YouTubes to the Facebook to the
from
Twitch,
the UK.
Of course.
Yep.
Because I looked at our Facebook the other day after we did a stream.
I didn't believe it. I had
freaking,
to go double check it.
Yeah, freaking lit.
Yeah.
I'm going to use
really?
That word. Yeah. There was chatter
lit,
all
fam.
Up in that mofo.
Really?
My favorite was the guy who really, really wanted us to do a barbershop quartet.
Oh,
it was
wow.
like he asked like four times, and he was like, "All right, last chance, or I'm leaving."
Exactly.
Barbershop
why
quartet,
and just for him.
Terrible.
One, two, three, Mr. Sandman.
Terrible.
Give me
terrible.
A
bum 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 bum.
It's bring me. Right.
Said, get it right. We're going to regionals next Thursday. Get it right.
It's the road to regionals.
Sheesh.
The road to regionals.
Why are you watching a grown man shirtless on the ice?
First of all,
why aren't you?
Exactly. That's the why biggest thing.
So many reasons.
And second of all, because commercials on the internet suck, everybody. That's why. I'm just trying to get into the chat room to see everybody in there talking and laughing and having a good time, and they throw a commercial in my face. Anyway. seconds before the show, everybody, when we were doing behind the scenes of the Video Game Weekend Bang, we were talking about 90s music, and it brought up an idea, of course, to have a 90s movie, because they're just the best. I mean, all the best movies were in
but
there.
But because we're
some
lazy
of the greatest love stories?
And not that
probably
great at
happen.
Making feature-length films, so I think we should start with the trailer.
Yes, the trailer would be awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that...
Do the trailer and put it on Kickstarter.
And see how much it gets funded?
That's
yeah.
what Kung Fury did, right?
Is that what Kung Fury did?
I could have swore. They put out like a little thing and then...
And they try and get...
All of a sudden people were like, hey, I have all this money. Just
yeah.
throw it at you.
You know what?
It came out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
To spin it back into the gaming stuff and Twitch, I guess, it's baffling where people get all their money from to just donate to you know, strangers and stuff
stock
like
market.
That.
I like to think they rob banks.
Just a whole bunch of bank robbers?
A lot of bank robbers out there. Just like, hey... I got $5.
Banks are the least safe place to keep your money.
Speaking of which, Patreon.
That's where you put your money.
Yeah, patreon.com, everybody.
All you thieves who just robbed a bunch of people, give money to the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, what better thing to do, right? Is that like Robin Hood syndrome?
Robin Hood, yeah, that's how you can hide the money. No one would ever think to look at a video game podcast for stolen money.
Exactly. chat room's already swimming off everybody. We got LB in the building, of course. Primer X, is that his name? Says, hi, Aaron.
Oh, it's the first time we've heard that one.
Yeah, trust me. I hear it all the time. It doesn't bother me, but, you know, whatever.
Was it? Did you ever hear it before the Key and Peele thing?
No, I didn't. My grandmother, rest in peace, she used to call me Aaron.
What if he was like, hey, Ron.
Well, then
like,
who's, you know, Ron? Like, because I don't, there's like nobody
named. Your name
named.
Is Ron.
Yeah, my name's Ronald. Not Ron. Definitely.
That would
not
be
Ronald.
Your quintessential 90s name, right? Ron. Ronald.
Ronald.
Yeah, because he's the token black guy.
We also in here have Ferris Wheel Productions, which rolls us right into today's major topic. We're not even doing BAW today.
Dang it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sorry, guys. I know you're waiting for it.
Banging around the whiz.
Banging around.
It's just
not the same when we don't have the start.
Yeah, no.
I know.
Sorry,
I get it out of my system. Otherwise, it would be stuck in my head all week.
It probably would have been.
How would you guys do it as the Barbershop Quartet?
Sip one, two, three.
Banging around the world, you know, banging around the world, banging around the world, banging around the world.
And scene.
Corey, you're a little flat on the end there.
I know.
Damn it, people. Regionals. Regionals!
To be fair, we just found out about regionals tonight.
That was for the guy from last week.
Yeah, that was for the guy from that was for the guy in last week.
No, I missed it.
No, he logs in.
Never gonna happen again.
So I had all this whole thing planned out too before this major event happened. What, 2 days ago? Yesterday?
It was 2 days ago.
About 2 days
ago. It was weird. It was like not in our time zone, so it was like really kind of evening time 2 nights ago.
8 p.m.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was late.
I had just seen our current president, Barack Obama, say his...
say Reggie?
Say his farewell speech, right? And I was like, you know what? This needs a gaming State of the Union.
Yeah, pick me up.
So terrible. So I was like, you know what? Let's see. Let me write out a little bit of stuff about where we're at as gamers, where we could go as gamers, and what we need to do to make better. But then all of a sudden, out of the blue, Nintendo...
Wasn't really out of the blue.
Yeah, it wasn't out of the blue. People knew about it. Yeah. Nintendo, like Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Damn.
Way too soon.
I was just going to say they dropped a bomb.
That's
even worse.
Wait.
I don't understand.
So soon.
So they absorbed that radiation.
Terrible.
Damn.
Put it into their intellect.
They finally unveiled even more of the Nintendo Switch. What you want, I got what you
need.
What was that?
I don't know.
Was that me?
Was that yes, that was you.
Did you're the only one with a device connected to our headphones.
But that timing was perfect.
Like the entrance.
It was the Nintendo. I was expecting
Reggie to walk in right now.
I got what you want. I got what you need.
Throwing out switches. Like, hey, everybody's getting one.
If that doesn't make it into the actual recording.
You get a Nintendo Switch. You get a Nintendo
That needs to be in the actual recording.
It should make it to the recording.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
The snap and everything. Reggie just came in. What's up?
Nintendo Switch.
Time,
I got what
people.
You want. I got what you
That was hilarious.
Wow.
Speculations have
that
been going
gem, ladies and gentlemen.
Crazy, of course.
Oh, man.
They've been going crazy about what this little device is going to do, what's it going to, you know, bring. And, of course, today on the Weekend Bang, we're going to go over in detail all the minute features of it and some of the games, because they didn't just show you hardware. They showed you software. So a little hard and soft. You know, you got a little both.
They got you hard, then they got you soft.
I don't like how much you were looking at me when you were saying that.
It's called a half chop. All right? Called a half chop. So here's everything that we know about the Nintendo Switch. Number one, the price, everybody. We're going to go right off the back with the price. Now, the whole show, terrible. The whole show.
I don't know what the hell's happening.
I don't know what's
You're
happening.
Pushing buttons.
Presidential election?
Yeah.
I don't.
Was it supposed to be for the State of the Union?
Yeah,
gaming?
It was supposed to be for the State of the Union.
It took you that long.
This
to
computer
find a clip,
is like technical difficulties.
Terrible. So the price. What are the prices? Anybody, real quick, look up the prices of the Xbox One and the Xbox PlayStation 4.
$279
for the Xbox One.
I thought we were
Xbox
bidding.
One.
Well, you said $279.
$279
sounds good.
No, yeah, about $279 right now, right?
So, I'm showing $399.
What? For what Xbox One? The Scorpio?
When it first came out.
No.
When
I'm
it
talking
first
about now.
Came, right now.
Yeah, I'm talking about now.
So what
You know why I'm saying now? Because when the Switch comes out in March, it's going to be now.
It's going to be the
competitive
now
prices. Competitive. Yeah, for now.
All right, Corey, you look up Xbox. I'll look up PlayStation.
The Switch.
And so right now, as the big, I don't know if it's a fact or rumor or whatever, but we're looking at $299 for the PlayStation Switch, the Nintendo Switch.
It's going to be PlayStation Switch because everybody's going to start copying.
Oh, yeah, eventually they will, yeah.
Nintendo because of their freaking innovation.
And people have been pre-ordering already. Did you guys get your pre-orders in?
No.
Wow.
I'm not going to do one.
When Joey Ferris already got his in.
Joey Ferris, yes, from Ferris Wheel Production. Yep. He definitely got his in.
He emailed
Reggie himself.
Reggie.
Yeah.
He
said, hey, Reg.
Hey, Reg.
My dearest Reginald.
Okay, well, okay. So the PlayStation Pro, PlayStation 4 Pro is $399.
Okay.
Thief's End, PlayStation 4 Thief's End bundle, $299.
Wait, did you say, okay, that's with the Uncharted.
Yeah, with
okay.
Uncharted.
Okay, okay.
Just, oh, no, that's pre-owned.
Game 6 Gaming's already got his pre-order in the chat room. Awesome, awesome.
Good, good.
He does?
Yeah, it's what he says. He says,
a little surprising.
I did
yeah,
pre-order
because
it, though.
Just a second ago, he's like, fuck Nintendo. Well, I pre-ordered it.
That's why he's mad.
That's why he's mad. Damn them and their talent.
And we have a release date of March the 3rd, of course, 2017.
Which is crazy because that's around the corner.
Yeah, no, like it's...
Whoa, I'm so sorry, Aaron, but I'm hijacking your show real quick because I did ask a brain bang question.
Is it Switch related?
It is 100% Switch related.
Good Lord.
Does that mean we're switching topics?
Okay, let's not do that. That's what I did not want
to
do.
The entire show.
I asked the NRG fan base. I said, we've heard the details for the Switch. Did you pre-order? And I gave three options. With the lowest percentage of the vote, 9% people already pre-ordered the Switch.
Really? Lowest?
Lowest. Only 17% said I will eventually.
Okay.
30% said I'll get it post-launch. And 44% not interested at all.
Well, look at your demographic. They're
esports.
Esports. PC
hey,
players,
wait a minute.
Most likely.
Wait a minute.
There's a lot of Nintendo fans, though, because we have the Smash. Nairo is a incredible
Smash.
Puppy.
And
yeah,
according
yeah.
to the launch trailer, Splatoon... It's gonna be a big esports.
Well, tell you the truth, no.
Just move right past that.
I mean, it looks like they want to at least try to attempt to move into the esports realm. But I mean, for your $300, people, did we even discuss what you're gonna get? Let me tell you what you're gonna get out of this thing. Of course, you're gonna get the system, HDMI cord only. That's, you're not getting any. So if you have an
if
old
you
box
still
TV,
need the
some
other
people
cord.
Do.
You don't deserve to have the
some
Switch.
People do.
You shouldn't be buying video games.
Some people do. Of course, the power cord. You're going to get the Joy case that you put the little two Joy controllers in. It's not the Pro controller.
Right. It's like the one that charges them.
You're going to get the tethers that you can actually put around the Wii remote.
The Joy-Con?
Yeah. Joy-Con, excuse me. They get confused.
Yeah.
Confused.
The wrist straps.
Little wrist
like
straps so
Wii.
You don't drop it. Yeah, that's why I said the Wii. And not one, but two controllers.
Do those really count as controllers?
They do count as controllers. You can play True. Games with one.
Yeah, but they're like the size of
the palm of your hand.
Yeah, it's so small.
Well, like your wife says every night, size does not matter. Oh, damn. And you get to choose your color. If you can go gray or you can go that blue and reddish.
Blue and red.
Bright blue, neon blue.
In the
red.
Chat room right now, if you did pre-order or if you will pre-order, if you will get the system at all, are you going to get the gray or are you going to get the blue and red as we continue on?
I can tell you right now, I'm going gray.
Yeah.
Gray.
I don't see. Have you seen the colors, Corey?
Yeah, I saw the colors.
Would you?
I don't know. Is the red and blue one like a limited time thing?
No, they're just saying that's just another option.
Oh, serious?
And
yeah.
It's the same
oh.
price for either.
Gray. Yeah, gray all the way.
I think if it's the only one in the store and I'm like determined to get it, then I probably would get that.
Yeah.
We got Ferris colors. Wheel saying gray. We got Rush going with gray. Mo Fruit says she already pre-ordered gray. So Games is Gaming gray. Looks like gray is the thing. Sorry, Nintendo. You might as well just discontinue
America
the color.
America does
not
yeah. like colors.
Wow.
Damn.
I could have told you that.
Sheesh. Good gravy, everybody. But yeah. The screen is about the same size as the Wii U one, a little bit bigger, probably like maybe a centimeter or something like that, bigger than the other one. But this is the one thing that I was actually happy to hear Nintendo go out and say that they are going to actually do away with the friend codes.
Yes.
And still have an online service for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, gamer tags, are we talking about? Nintendo tags?
You got to be talking about something
tags.
Like that. Because it's a paid subscription service, isn't it?
It is.
It will be. It will be free at first. It will be free until from launch until fall.
Until Smash Brothers comes out.
And then it dropped a big price on you.
Yeah, it says Switch will launch with a new online service and it will be free at launch. But fall, Nintendo will start to charge for it. According to Nintendo subscribers, will get downloaded and play NES games, Super Nintendo games and stuff like that. They'll get free games a month.
Right.
Which we've already done now with, you know, the Xbox and the PS4 and stuff. It sounds like the features that they're putting on and putting in there or whatever are just to actually catch up and get, you know, where the other gens are and stuff like that.
Which makes sense. I mean, you got to do something to compete with them.
And it's good that they're just jumping right in and they're not, like, slowly introducing some of these features. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not, they're just right off
the bat. The crazy thing is they said it's free until fall.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time free to try, like, try it out.
Yeah, but what are you trying out? Think about
it. The whole thing.
That's also true, yeah.
I mean, because there's no Street Passes. There's no Miiverse, you know.
Well, the whole online multiplayer. Because in come fall, you have to pay for that.
That is true. That is true.
And then you're giving away free games practically for free to everybody.
I don't know if you're going to get the free games until fall. I would be surprised if they did free games during the free period. I'd be really surprised.
And to think about it, I mean, these free games most likely are just going to be the
happened to the broadcast.
The classic games.
Yeah, the classic games.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, your, like you said, your NES, your Super NES. I was talking to Irish on Fire on Twitter, and I posted an article, a link to an article about it, about them giving away the free games, and he was like, well, yeah, but it's only going to be the classic games, and I'm okay with that, actually.
Yeah, because a lot of people will end up buying them over again.
Right.
They're probably sick of buying them over and over and over
again. The main reason why he said that, too, is just because of the memory. I'm sure we'll get into that later, but the memory capacity standard is 32 gigs, I think.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, which tells me that the games aren't going to have to be downloaded.
It's all cartridge.
It's all cartridge, right.
It's all cartridge.
But it's not going to be like on the PlayStation or the Xbox where you get the disc and then you have to download, but you still need the disc to play the game. This is just, it's going to work like the Game Boy.
Pop that cartridge in.
It
saves all the data on the cartridge.
We're still at least recording, right? All right. So the other thing, though, to get back to your point real quick, Webb, about cartridges, we were just talking about this the other day. How much does a Blu-ray actually hold now? I mean, because the technology is far moved ahead of Blu-rays and...
What did we... It was something Blu-ray was like impressive. 50,
yeah, Blu-ray it was like 50 gigs. Yeah.
When they first launched.
Right.
I remember, I don't know what they're up to now because technology's obviously advanced in...
Right.
But
Blu-rays came out 2008.
Hold on, I've got something to say.
Okay.
Really important. How much memory is in this bad boy?
I'm glad you asked, Corey.
Okay, perfect.
32 gigs of internal memory, but here's the kicker, everybody. It's expandable with something that you probably have in your pocket right now, SD cards.
Micro?
Yeah, micro. We'll go ahead and say micro.
Yeah.
Actually, it probably is in your pocket because there's a lot of phones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got 256.
Oh, it's a micro.
Yeah, micro SD.
Okay, I was thinking just regular.
No.
Regular SD.
Standard.
Those are gigantic. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
2017, Siemens.
Cartridge. Right?
More elegant.
2017, and we're going back to cartridges. You realize
that. Well, because, like, going back to the old point again.
Yeah.
We were talking about it. Blu-ray, outdated, in my opinion.
Okay.
We have all these flash drives everywhere that hold, you know, way more than a Blu-ray can.
Yeah.
A cartridge is basically a damn flash drive.
Yeah.
So then, there you go. How much is an average-sized video game? Can you think of that one?
60 gigs.
Nowadays?
Yeah, nowadays.
Yeah, 40 to 60 gigs.
40 to 60 gigs.
Yeah. Wasn't like Halo, the latest Halo, like 120 gigs or something ridiculous like that?
It
was something stupid with patches.
Yeah, that's dumb.
But Ferris Wheel has a good point. He says you can get 128 gig for like $40 at Fry's.
Yeah. And boom.
Yeah.
There you go, everybody.
The memory is not the thing I'm worried about on this. Like, I think the storage will be fine.
Okay.
The battery life.
Battery life. Okay. Let's go to the battery life.
The battery life, though.
says Nintendo claims that the Switch can get up to 6 hours of battery life, but will vary depending on the software and usage conditions.
That's like an idle mode.
That's yeah.
It's like on the dashboard.
Yeah, exactly. It says as for an instance, they say Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild can be played for 3 hours on a single charge. The handheld Switch can be charged while you're playing with a Switch that includes an AC adapter, which goes with the USB-C plug and the handheld unit. So another thing that's probably already in your pocket if you carry around your phone charger, USB-C, right?
Yep.
Is that the one that I have for my phone?
No, you have the micro USB.
I have the micro USB.
The USB-C is the one that I have.
It's the latest one for the latest phones, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's all right. I guess if you have your road trips and stuff like that and you want to play in the car, that's perfect because you'll probably have it hooked up to your cigarette lighter anyway, right?
A lot of people have portable chargers.
A lot of people have portable chargers. Look at the Pokemon Go crowd that was out there with all their portable chargers for their phones. Actually, this is probably a good time to invest into portable.
Yeah. It is awesome that they're not doing like a proprietary plug and they're just doing a basic USB-C.
Mo Fruit says battery life is about on par with the 3DS. Is that true?
I'm looking at an article from CNET because I'm still trying to find what size battery it actually has. And that's a point that they brought up on CNET is that it is, because the Game Boy Advance had like 30 hours of battery life.
Okay.
The Nintendo 3DS, 3 to 5 hours.
Wow, so you're literally getting another handheld.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's not bad. That's not terrible.
But the difference is you're able to just plug this into a portable charger.
Well, you could plug your 3DS into a adapter, portable charger or something. I don't know.
Was that just say mini USB? I thought it was a proprietary plug.
I think it is a proprietary.
What is?
The 3DS charger?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's proprietary,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So... is that good enough for you? Is that battery life good enough for you, Corey?
No.
No? You wanted longer?
Yeah, of course.
You went longer than the 3DS?
Yeah. it's a bigger device.
Okay.
There you go.
So you should be able to have a bigger battery.
It's got to use more...
it's got to use more
energy, basically. Right. It's got to use more battery power.
I know, but...
Well, it does have a bigger battery.
Here's what I want to know, and now we've been having some Twitch problems, so we're back now so people can see us. If you're watching the chat right now, please tell me, how big is the battery?
Yeah, somebody find it.
This big.
I cannot find
I cannot find the exact amount of milliamps, because that'll tell you a lot. Because if it's like, I don't know, what's a cell phone is like 3,000, 4,000 or something like that?
I think ours are like 6,000.
And how big is the screen? It's like 6 inches or something, right?
Yeah.
Seven?
So... that's about the size of a tablet, and tablets have way longer battery life.
Yeah, but tablets don't have the graphics.
They don't?
And the hardware. Not all tablets.
I've seen iPads pulling off some pretty awesome games.
Right, and they last about the same amount of time. And they last about 3 to 5 hours playing an impressive game like that.
Find me the amount of milliamps, and then we can see how much it'll cost to get an extended battery. Because then that's what you're
going
to need.
Where are you going with this thing? Are you trying to like walk in the woods for like 5 hours? What are you doing with this thing?
He's trying to go glamping.
You know what it is? It's so when I have to take a shit, I have to take it out, walk to the bathroom, and then there I am.
Take a 3 hour
poop. And I'm taking 3 hour poop.
Take a 3 hour dump. Yes.
See, I'm thinking.
Unless you got Jax.
I'm just thinking about, honestly, the only time I'd probably take this outside would be like to go on a plane trip.
Well, about to go to a picnic at your friend's rooftop.
No. But see, the thing about planes now, most of them have outlets anyway where you can plug your stuff in using just the USB or the regular outlet port.
Not the planes I fly on.
Not the cheap planes I go on.
Apparently, money bags.
I've never been on a plane like that.
I've never seen a plane like that either, actually.
You never?
Nope.
Is it just Delta Airlines that has that thing?
That's why, because I only fly Southwest.
Yeah, you worked at an airport for a long time, so you've seen probably more planes.
You've seen so many planes in your life.
I've only been on two planes, and they both had it.
No.
They were both Delta. So, I mean, well, Delta Airlines, new sponsor.
I fly Southwest.
I wasn't going to use their name, but yeah.
Was it Western?
They know.
Southwest, yeah. Southwest, yeah.
That's what they pride themselves on.
So at least your bags are free, but your battery devices are dying.
Boom! They leave that part of the slogan out. They just stop at the bags are free.
But the bags are free.
But if the battery's like 10,000 milliamps, let's say, and then I have a 10,000 portable, that gives me 6 hours of game time instead of the three. That's plenty.
And then you land your plane, go to the hotel, plug it
charge
in,
charge it up. Good. Yeah. So that's cool. But I just think 3 hours is just not enough time.
I don't know. I personally don't like carrying my tablet around because I feel like it's going to fall and break. So I'm not going to take this, you know, Switch and walk around all willy-nilly like, oh, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't see myself. Yeah, I don't see my gingerly walking the street.
It's jacked right in. And then I'll only jack it off when I got to go to the bathroom.
All right. Let's go into controllers,
did you
everybody.
Choose that phrasing specifically exactly so you can have that punchline?
I did not.
I think you did.
I think you did.
The controllers, of course, are both detachable. And there's a new Rumble 3D feature in this. Or Rumble HD, I think it said.
Yeah.
And if you didn't watch the press conference, they did a little demonstration where it showed the guy say he can feel the ice cubes in the controller. Like, you got that haptic feedback, so it feels like you're holding a glass with items inside. He said he can feel, like, two glasses or two ice cubes inside of it. And then he can also feel the water being poured, you know, inside of the actual glass, the virtual glass that he's holding.
Who holds their glass while they're pouring? I usually have it like set on the table, and then
some people. That's a weird thing to nitpick.
Yeah, no, right. You're gonna hold that. What can't people hold
that's
their
a
glass.
Weird thing to advertise.
Well, because it's what they're trying to do. Two ice and so, like cubes. Chat room, yes, Mo Three. Fruit and chat
put
says
it together.
Gimmicky but pretty awesome. And I read an article. They were like, "This is gonna be one of the other features that goes unused that Nintendo seems to do. It's an amazing sounding feature for video games if it was used correctly." But it'll probably go most likely unused. There was the Nintendo Wii controller that had the microphone in it. Barely ever used on there.
It was dope.
But it was a good feature. Yeah, No More Heroes. Used it pretty cool.
Got phone calls.
It
was dope.
But I don't know. The little haptic feedback thing with the controller looks pretty cool. They showed some new ways to kind of use it during gameplay and stuff like that with that 1-2 game or whatever. And we'll get to that
switch.
In a minute. But the other problem with that I see with this one, it says you can, using the Nintendo Switch controller Pro if you want to as well, but that's $69.99.
What?
That's super expensive.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, now hold your horses, because it says you can buy a second set of those Joy-Cons for $79.99.
Set, meaning two.
Yeah. Or if you want to just get one by itself, $49.99.
One Joy-Con. One breaks, $49.99. You can get a replacement for $50.
Yeah. You can buy the one by itself, so the left or the right. So if you say Corey goes on his hike and loses that left stick, now he has a chance to go buy it.
For $50.
Because these things apparently are super advanced.
Holy crap.
You know, you got all the buttons on it, basically. You got your L and R button, you got your joystick, you got your four face buttons. There's an LED light on there.
Triggers on top too.
The trigger's on there. There's a side Z button. That's like a trigger on the side as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's
on both of them?
That's on both controllers.
Oh,
yeah.
That's dope.
So, and then the home button, of course, on there for your, system interface. There's an IR motion sensor or camera on there that can tell how far away you are from your system. You know, it's a pretty advanced controller for that little small tiny thing, and that's probably why it costs so much. The question is, are developers going to take advantage of this hardware and implement it in their game at all to expand the experience that you have with the actual game?
Yeah.
Nintendo's banking that they will. Most people, I think, are banking that they won't.
I think that the ones that do will be... The games will be the first party games. They're going to be the Nintendo games that take advantage.
Yeah, Nintendo, they take advantage of their own stuff.
I don't see
Bethesda
coming out with a game that's going to take advantage of that.
But those prices.
Those prices.
I mean, just for one,
$50?
You look
at an Xbox One controller is $60.
Okay. But still, that's one controller. I don't need to left and right it, you know.
How big is this screen itself again? Did we go over that?
The screen...
Just without the Joy-Cons on the sides.
Let me see. The screen, I want to say, is about 7 inches.
What's up, Drew in the TARDIS?
Okay, so that's about the size of this tablet.
It's about a tablet size, yeah.
So now all Nintendo really has to do is just come out with a piece of plastic to slide that bad boy in front of your face, and you have a VR system.
They're not going to do that.
Yeah. Because these Joy-Con controllers are already...
Don't, actually, that's not a terrible idea.
These Joy-Con controllers already got the depth perception thing. Right. They got all this stuff to control and everything. Like, I can see myself playing Resident Evil 7
on the Nintendo Switch in VR.
In VR with these Joy-Con controllers and be able to have both my hands movable and everything. Because you have the remote to move and walk around in there. You have the motion controls, everything. Yeah. And now you have visual because you can slide out your damn Switch and put it wherever you want.
Uh-oh. So that means somebody
There's
might be
a lot of opportunity here.
You know what? And now that you say that, I was pretty sure I saw something like a month ago about Nintendo patenting some VR technology. So you might not be far off.
They just need cardboard. That's all they need.
That's true. The Google cardboard. Yeah, it's true.
And it's a wrap. It's done.
It says, Joey in chat says, Nintendo filed a patent for a VR handset or a headset. You put the Switch in. So apparently they might be already on that.
There. No, see, there
or you
go.
Said that, Joey.
Yeah, said Webb said that. He said he's like I said it already.
It's I think it's gonna be a rat race. Like I don't know. Now that I'm growing older, I feel like I'm getting dumber in some ways. Like I used to not really
deteriorates over time.
I think that's what it is. Like I used to not care so much about having things like first. You know, the way I grew up, I didn't need to have things first.
Really?
But
now you do?
Now I do for some reason. Like those spectacles in front of you. Are they still over there?
They're still there. They're no, here. They're gone now.
Yeah. No, when I was going to the, you know, you ask me any day of the week, those things are dumb. I never would ever want to pair of those. But the minute I found out you could only buy them in New York and I was standing in front of a vending machine that's like the only place in the country that you could buy them, a big part of me wanted to buy them.
What is this?
So what he's talking about, everybody, are Snapchat glasses. They're glasses you put on.
Spectacles.
They're called spectacles, and you can use your Snapchat app with them. So it'll see what you see, basically.
Yeah, so they're, you know, kind of gimmicky again, and they're only for kinda. Snapchat. I don't even use Snapchat.
They're the ugliest
glasses.
But
because I knew they were so rare, I wanted them.
And how much were these things?
Those are $130.
A pop.
And you bought two of them?
Well, I didn't. I bought them for a friend who paid me back like immediately. So I got reimbursed. I could have bought another pair for myself, and I thought about it, and it was a big like internal struggle not to buy myself a pair because they're so exclusive. I'd never use them. I think they're kind of dumb, but I wanted them because they're exclusive. Nintendo does this to me in the fact that, you know, they make all these announcements. Honestly, if you can separate yourself from the hype, for me, this is not too impressive of a console. I'm not too excited about it, but because I know what they're going to do and they're going to barely release any of them and they're going to create this giant swarm of people pre-order, because if you don't pre-order it, you're not going to get it for like until Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
But 44% likely. Of people didn't want to buy it.
Well,
that's
a different audience.
But you know what this does mean? We can get the NES Classic now because nobody will be buying that.
That's another thing. Like the NES Classic, I don't need that. I don't want it because I have emulators. But if I was in a store and I saw one because I know the hype,
You'd buy it.
I'd probably buy it.
See, I've never fell into that hype.
Well, it's a feeling I get. I honestly probably wouldn't, but I'd have that instinct to do it. And so if I have that instinct, I have a feeling a bunch of other people would actually do
Corey,
it.
Corey, I understand what you're saying. Because that happened to me with pop caps.
Pop caps?
My cousin came down one
time. Pogs?
No, the pop cap figures. The pop figures.
Oh, pop vinyls?
Oh, well, yeah.
What the hell is a pop cap?
I thought that's what it was called.
No.
Yeah, pop vinyls.
Pop vinyls, whatever.
It's literally right over there. You know that, right?
I don't have my glasses on. I'm blind. So, yeah, he came over and he was buying them. And he was, like, waiting on Tuesdays because I guess that's when they release.
Yeah.
He was all hyped and crazy about it. Anyway, I bought some from Barnes & Noble just because he was buying some. So, I understand. I understand the same, like, having that urge, like, I gotta buy this because
it's a sales tactic. It's insane, and Nintendo does it all the damn time. And it kind of works. I think it's the reason Amiibos beat out Skylander or whatever, you know, because you can get Skylanders anytime you want. Or, no, what was the Marvel one? Sorry.
Disney Infinity.
Yeah, Disney Infinity and Amiibos are kind of the same thing, but you can get you know, when you see the Infinity, you're like, oh, there's a dozen of them everywhere. There's nothing really exclusive about it, so fuck them. But then you see, like, oh, shit, a Kirby with a hat on is, like, super rare. So every time I'm going to the aisle looking for maybe there's a Kirby with a hat on, I could buy it and make a killing online.
I've never thought that.
That's because you're a cheap bastard. You're a
cheap ass bastard.
Maybe it is. Even if I was rich.
You don't get that.
Still wouldn't.
There's no exclusivity doesn't do it for you.
Exclusivity does it for me, but not. It has to be. So here's the thing. You know, like the whole craze for Jordans. Everybody wants to have Jordans and stuff like that.
That's stupid.
Lying around the block. I've never been on that because if I want something exclusive, I want no one in the world to have it. That's what I feel exclusive is. If I have something. So I used to love that Nike ID website where you get to create your own shoe.
Oh, man.
Put your name on it and all that type of stuff.
So close to buying one.
Right? Because no one in the world is going to have it. You right. made that yourself. You have your own stamp on that. That's what that is. When it comes to mass-produced things like this, I don't need it first because there's no purpose of having it first. You just, you know, what am I going to, hey,
cool
I got the
kid
first,
with the new gadget.
Yeah, no, I'm the cool kid without it. That's how I always felt.
I'll go hang out with my Trump friends that bought it day one.
Yeah.
And play at their place.
And yeah. So Corey, literally, and I've been this way for a while. I didn't get my Nintendo 64 till late in the life cycle of it. I didn't get my Xbox 360, definitely, until late in the life cycle of it. Like,
yeah,
I
did too.
You know why? Because remember when the Xbox 360 first came out and had the blades?
Yeah.
I got it right when it was getting an update to the next thing. Whatever, when it was getting rid of the blades and they were doing a new interface.
Yeah, I didn't have a 360 till really late either. I was rocking the Xbox original, which had the blades as well.
And then you can fast forward to now.
Yep.
PS4, you lovely gentleman, purchased it for me. So I'd never have been like, I need to be the first to get that type of thing. Everything in
somebody
due time,
else will buy it for me.
Everything in due time.
God.
And we'll move right along. Nintendo Switch has a whole bunch of features. Maybe by the end of all this, Corey, you might see the worth in it. Even Joey in chat is kind of, he seems a little less than enthused. I mean,
I think it's because we can't translate enthusiasm.
Well, I know. He said he was the only one at his GameStop the morning of to pre-order. He actually went to a store. He didn't even just do it online.
First of all, what's wrong with you? You have the internet. Use it. Second of all, who goes to GameStop anymore?
I know.
What?
I thought you couldn't pre-order them.
No, you can.
Are you sure those aren't like, we'll be the first one to sign you up for it? Because I could have swore it was like...
He goes, it's an N64.
You're a pre-order to pre-order.
Yeah, you're in line to be in line to buy it.
Terrible. That would be horrible.
Yeah, I know. You can't on Amazon. I don't know if it's...
Because I remember when... Okay, so do you remember at GameStop when the Wii came out?
I do remember
and we had to take the pre-orders for it where they had to sign a sheet.
I do remember
And then we
that.
Had to call them when we were allowed to take pre-orders.
Yes.
It's pre-order because they were only giving us like five... every time or two every time.
So you had to pre-register to pre-order.
Yes. And then we had to personally call them and say, hey, you can pre-order it now because we have some. And if you didn't answer your phone, we went to the next person.
I remember those calls
like
and everything.
Free-for-all.
Yeah.
So because Japan's not taking pre-orders yet, right?
That's well, I mean, do they need pre-orders? It's right in the motherland right there.
But it's not like Shigeru Miyamoto just throwing him out.
That's exactly how it is.
Isn't he dead?
No, that's Satoru Iwata.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're getting your Japanese people mixed up.
Jesus.
Which one's the king of strong style?
Terrible. Another good thing about this system, though, they're saying there's no region lock on it. So you will be able to play your imported games from Japan right on your American system. Which I think is pretty cool.
That is
pretty cool.
Because there's a lot of games that comes over.
And a lot of people like to buy those Japanese
Exactly.
games.
Especially the RPGs. Which segues right over into our next thing. Nintendo showed a few games off as well.
Uh-oh.
Did you get to see the conference, Corey?
I didn't see the conference, but I watched trailers for the games that I was interested in.
The first big one that they showed was the 1-2 Switch. Which really didn't show you gameplay, but it's kind of a...
The idea.
Yeah, the idea. And kind of like, do you remember the first trailer for the Wii? Whenever they had all those sound effects, like chopping board, and they had the controller doing that and stuff like that. They're kind of giving the same feel with this.
So much hinges on the success of this game. Does this come with the Switch, at least?
Does it come for... Yeah. I don't know.
Did Wii Sports come with the Wii?
Wii Sports did come with the Wii.
Yeah.
Because Wii Sports made the Wii. Like, if there was no Wii Sports, I don't think the original Wii would have been near as popular.
You're true. Yeah, because that was really the showcase of what the system could do, but never did.
Probably the best game that they had.
And it was probably one of the best games because you could play like the baseball game definitely for a long period of time. The tennis game was amazing.
Bowling. Who didn't Wii Bowl?
Oh yeah, Wii Bowl was like the party starter right there.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the same vein. They had like a quick shoot or a quick draw.
So you're
game.
1-2 switch is the equivalent.
Yeah.
1-2 switch does not come, according to the chat, does not come with the console. And it's a $50 game.
Holy guacamole.
Mistake.
The boldness on Nintendo for doing that.
Is it Nintendo, though?
Yeah, it's a Nintendo first-party title. Okay. Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
But is it, though?
But is it?
That's going to be a mistake. Guys. That's going to be a big mistake. Let's move on to the next one because I'm getting pissed.
Sam, I'm already sick of it.
I'm already going to burn Nintendo down.
Well, there's not too much to even go on. I mean, besides they showed the quick draw and then milking the cow and...
Oh, that was a real thing? I thought you were joking about that.
Yeah, that's milking a cow.
There's an actual milk the cow?
You don't want to milk a cow?
Not really. No.
Mo Fruity nailed it in chat. By holiday season, the 1-2 Switch game will be a part of a bundle.
Oh, yeah.
It better be.
Yeah.
Or with
a
controller or something.
Or free.
They'll pair it
because they're giving away free games.
Because that's what they did with Wii. They had Wii Sports, and then there was another.
There was like an expansion Wii Sport one.
That came with the Wii
Plus or something. Wii Sports.
Oh, is it like the outdoor one?
It came with the controller.
No, he's talking about the Plus. Yeah.
No, you're thinking of.
If it came with the controller, he's thinking of Plus.
It's like Wii Play or something. Yeah, like that.
Yeah. And it was those were weaker games to me.
Yeah, no, those.
It was a weaker bunch of games.
Yeah, it had tanks.
Wii Sports Resort was another one. Yes. Good looking Drew and the TARDIS in the chat room. Another game they have the showcase that I'm actually interested in is called ARMS. It's a fighting game where you're using both Joy-Cons to kind of box your opponent. It looks like it's going to be...
part of EVO next year.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it looks like it's going to be. Part of EVO.
My personal belief, it feels like a spiritual successor to Punch-Out.
Wii boxing was so dumb.
It was.
In the Wii Sports. I mean, it was just literally two people swinging their arms as fast as they could.
Yeah,
to get
basically.
A knockout.
Yeah.
I would love to see a game where it actually kind of paid attention and blocking meant something. And
look at ARMS. If you go look at the trailer for ARMS, it's ARMS. Actually.
I don't care about the trailer. On a game like this, you need to have it in your hands and you need to
Very
try
true.
It.
But they show you how the controls work on this one. Did they ever show you a trailer in Wii boxing on how they work?
No.
No. This one actually has kind of a strategy to it with all the abilities that you have. Go ahead.
So for the game, you can't play like side by side two player. It has to be you each have your own Switch.
No, you can play side by side two players. That was the other thing with these games.
But you each need to have your own
then
two.
You, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But see, that's what they just said in
Sergeant
the chat room. Sergeant Squiggles. Yeah. So the problem with ARMS is you must buy a second controller to play with it. And, of course, controllers, as we know, $79.99.
So to play a co-op game like ARMS, you're like looking ARMS. At $380.
Yes.
$380.
Minus
he's on the game.
Plus the secondary console.
Plus the secondary.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, a secondary
controller. I mean, you might as well call it a console.
Yeah.
Another console.
And then that's not including the game or tax.
Yes.
So that's where they're making their money up is because they're coming with really cool multiplayer games that you can play, you know, couch co-op,
mm-hmm.
but you need to have another controller for it.
But you don't necessarily need to play couch co-op because you can play this
can
game
play
online.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Yeah, this game is an online game.
But like going back to the example that Corey was saying, like mm-hmm. with Wii Boxing, as dumb as it was, that was something that, you know, because the Wii came with, did it come with two controllers?
No.
I don't think it did.
Oh.
No.
But Wii Boxing didn't have Super Combo Ultra, whatever.
Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and that this
and
one
like
does.
That. Yeah.
So it's Evo material. Okay. That's what we're saying.
Couple of Fight District says that he's going to put it in his next tournament.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't doubt
it. Just kidding. He did not
it's
going to
be
that.
Everybody like,
he did not say that.
It looks.
So tired.
From the trailer that I saw, it so did tired. Look like it had a little strategy to it because it wasn't like it was just a straight swing as fast as you can, you know.
Yeah.
You can actually, you know, move around a little. There was blocking. You can curve your punches as you shoot them, you know.
Oh, like Wanted? You can curve your bullet?
Yeah. If somebody told you a punch never curved, Webb,
So, nope, he just...
Exactly.
That's how I've been punching my whole life.
Another game that they showed on there, of course, was Splatoon 2. By the way, this conference was very cringeworthy.
It was.
It was very Japanese. It was cringeworthy. I didn't play Splatoon 1. I've heard raving things about it, though. Like,
so you mean esports?
That's what they keep saying.
Nintendo wouldn't lie, guys.
Yeah, they would.
Or they can just create their own.
It's a sequel, of course, to the wildly loved. Yeah. The wildly loved multiplayer shooter. You can play the game with a Joy-Con or with a Switch Pro controller. It also supports gyro controls. This one is also online, multiplayer, and local for your, you know, esports desires. another one that they showed, of course, some trailers. They got the Xenoblade Chronicles 2 coming on the system. There's an RPG called Octopath Traveler, which they showed like a, it looks very old school. Like
that was old the Super 2D Nintendo, one,
yeah, little 2D
the,
one.
8-bit or 16-bit, 18.
Right? Fire Emblem Warriors.
Which was announced. I didn't even know that's what that was. I thought that was just like a, maybe they're going to do a Fire Emblem on the console like they did with the GameCube. But
yeah.
But if it's like Dynasty Warriors.
If it's a Warriors and it's Dynasty Warriors.
That is
going
to be awesome. I'm going to have to get that.
Shin Megami Tensei is going to be on there. None of these games that I've mentioned so far really showed too much gameplay. Xenoblade Chronicles showed like somebody running around, but I don't know if that was gameplay. If it was, it was choppy as hell. Like, they probably should have polished a little and then shown it. Skyrim, of course, was announced on there. So you're getting the Skyrim, not knowing if it's the HD one or the new, you know, HD remastered or whatever.
What's also bad about this, too, is it's like in the middle of the year. It's not a launch.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah. It's not a launch.
You have to wait to play Skyrim again.
Yeah.
This 10-year-old game.
Yeah.
Until, that you can buy for $5 on Steam.
And you know they're going to charge full price when it comes out.
Yeah. You're damn right.
Also, of course, they showed Mario, a new Mario game.
Oh, God.
Right?
This looked... I did not like it.
Mario Odyssey. Super Mario Odyssey.
Mario can't be in a city.
Well, yeah, he can.
Like parkouring and then... throwing his hat.
Yes, he can.
No. It got better when
he's
they put him.
He's got pipes that take him to different worlds.
When they put him in like
when
back
he's in
into
the forest
own,
or
yeah.
whatever.
All those other different levels.
That's fine. Mario cannot be in a city with cars because they had like normal people walking around, and here's stumpy ass like
yeah.
Mario 64 running around.
Do you remember that episode of The Simpsons when Homer got transported to the real world?
No.
That's what it reminds me of.
It was creepy.
Yeah, it was very creepy.
No, this is dumb. This is weird.
But
I
liked
like
it. And then Pimp Bowser. Yes, Mo Fruit in the chat. Pimp Bowser with his white suit and his pimp hat.
No, holy Mario crap. Needs to go back to Super Mario.
Jeez, that sounds
he
very racist.
2D.
Go back to your country.
Go back to
First
your
of all,
country.
This was Ferris
Grand understand. Theft Mario.
Ferris Wheel is
I will pee. Ferris Wheel says I will pee on your face, Corey. If if that Mario trailer like sold you and this is something you're really looking forward to,
it's Joey.
You're an idiot.
It's Joey. They just got Nintendo but, on it and you're going
I'm with you on Zelda. I'm with you on some of these other titles, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But this Mario thing looks like grade A horse manure.
Wow.
It's one world.
Yeah, it
in
is
a game that's
no, it already takes me out of it. I'm not immersed.
What are you immersing yourself into a Mario game?
Mario cannot be in the real world.
Why not? He's a person.
No, he's not.
What is he
Says
then?
Who? Did you see him next to normal people? There was normal people and then there was like
and then there's Tyrion
yeah,
Lannister.
Tyrion Lannister.
Okay. if that's the angle they go with, if that's the angle
he's
that they
Tyrion
go with,
Lannister.
And he's, he's Peter Dinklage.
I'm gonna tell you something. I don't think that they put that much thought into the realism behind a small person.
Why can't he have
running around New York
he
City?
He walked around planets in Mario Galaxy. He
yeah, did. Where's your anger about that?
Was he
bigger than the planet?
He's just in a different dimension.
Was he Galactus?
Already went 2D or was it paper?
Yeah, he went paper.
I'm against it.
Any world.
I'm against it.
In the start.
Wow. This is not my Mario.
Welcome to Trump's America, everybody.
Not my Mario. My Mario died with Super Mario World.
Terrible. That's all for...
Okay, never mind. Super 64. Super Mario 64.
There you go.
That was like the majority of their first party stuff. But of course, they had to show off a ton of third party games, or at least, you know, announce that they were going to do some. You got Minecraft Story Mode in there, Rayman Legends, Project Sonic 2017 is all they got right now for it.
Sonic Mania.
I don't know. They're just announcing it called Project Sonic, it says. Skylanders Imaginators.
Hashtag not my Mario. Hashtag grab her by the toadstool.
Terrible.
I love that. Sergeant Squiggles is my spirit animal right now.
Terrible. Yeah,
I'm glad certain people have my back. Someone else does. I think I saw Super Mario 64 was dope.
Sergeant Squiggles earlier was like, go back to your mushroom kingdom with all your turtle people.
Yeah, that's where he belongs. He doesn't belong in the real world. There shouldn't be real motorized vehicles that aren't carts.
Where's Mario's people?
Bowser shouldn't be a pimp.
I know. What does he look like?
What?
What does Mario's people look like?
Like Goombas and Luigi.
There are no other
Goombas and Luigi.
No other humans in his world besides Luigi and Princess Peach.
Where's Mario's parents?
This is jumping the shark. This is going to be just like, this is going to be worse than the movie.
A lot of people are looking at it akin to the Sonic. Remember when Sonic came out and he was in a real world with real people?
Yeah, and remember how shitty that was?
He got to make out with a woman.
He did.
You want to use that as your guys' measuring stick?
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
He did get to make out with a woman. I mean,
God. Man, it is.
I don't know. I think the game's going to be fun.
Let's talk about Street Fighter.
They've never put up any type of bad Mario game that I can remember. So,
no bad Mario games?
What's a bad Mario game?
I don't know.
Mario versus Sonic Olympics?
That's not a Mario
game.
That's
actually fun.
And yeah, it actually is pretty fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just naming some shit.
I think we rented that one
okay,
time.
Okay, what about that Mario iOS game that's $10 that everyone says
Mario
is shit?
Run?
Yeah.
I think the $10 is what makes it crap.
Yeah, price.
I can think of more Mario shitty Mario games, too. They're out there.
You know what's crazy is even the Mario RPGs are good.
Damn, they're actually very good.
Mario
really
RPG good. Is okay. Yeah, that's true. Mario and Luigi, like Dream Brothers or something like that is pretty
Brothers
good.
Brothers in Time or something like that. Yeah, they're pretty good. I was upset no Luigi shout-outs in there, though.
You'll probably have to beat the game, and then you'll get them.
Get to play as Luigi afterwards. Yeah. No, you just play as a recolored Mario. That's all it is. They won't change anything. They got some indie games on there. Shovel Knight's going to be on there, of course. You got Minecraft doing his thing. Of course, EA came out and said that...
We're going to bore you to death.
The one of the most popular games of all time is going to be on their system. FIFA will be making its debut on the Switch, of course.
FIFA 15.
That's terrible.
Because when they walked into Madden, they laughed.
I want to see how they're going to do that one, though.
Real
like,
mud.
Like,
it's going to look like Wii Soccer.
And for those
bouncing up and down,
those nostalgic fans of the original Wii, you got No More Heroes Thrace. I'm really excited for that one. Suda Crazy 51
came out and
did his little announcement. No gameplay showed, of course. But we'll see how that one runs out.
All right, I found a list of the top 10 worst Mario games of all time.
Oh, please do. Let's go down.
As who made this list?
It's a list.
It's from Forbes.
Is it from Forbes?
No, it's not from Forbes.
GameSpot.
Let's start with 10.
Forbes. Okay.
We'll start with 10, work our way down, and we'll go fast. Mario Bros. On the Atari 2000.
That was a thing?
Yeah, that was a thing. Mario Teaches Typing 2.
Oh, no, that was lit. That's how you think I learned how to type.
That's lit, fam.
Yeah.
Mario Clash.
Never even heard of it.
Clash Mario's Play School.
I feel like this is like Mario Batali trying to teach. It's not actual like.
It's not actual Mario, yeah.
Mario Super Party Mario. Advance. Mario Teaches Typing again. Another one.
Teaches Typing 2.
Oh, one. Mario is Missing.
Oh, that's old
it's
Nintendo.
Just Luigi.
That's old Nintendo one. No, because I used that one for one of our old episodes.
Mario's Time Machine.
Yeah.
Worst number two is Mario's Early Years Preschool Fun.
I think that's just bias right
these
there.
These are all like training.
They are like kids ones,
and
yes.
And the absolute worst Mario game, according to this list, is Mario or Hotel Mario.
That's why we don't use Forbes list.
Yeah, see, none of these, I think, though, are like flagship titles.
No, those are all like
and then
somebody
coming
asked
soon,
them to build this.
Mario Odyssey.
No, definitely won't be Mario
We'll be joining
Odyssey.
The list because he does not belong in the real world. Now, can we talk about fucking Street Fighter?
We're waiting all day. Can we talk about Street Fighter?
I've been waiting for this all day.
What Street Fighter are you even talking about?
Street Fighter 2.
Oh, on the actual system, on the Switch.
Yeah.
Going back to FIFA really quick, Ferris Wheel Productions says that FIFA on the Switch is going to be equivalent to the PS3 and 360 versions.
We'll see about that.
That won't be a thing.
You don't think it's going to have that?
No, they won't do that.
You think it's going to be...
Yeah, I think it'll be...
It's going to be Tecmo Bowl. As soon as you unattach that Switch.
That's what
Switch.
They should have brought back.
What is it called? It's called Ultra Street Fighter 2, the...
Electric
the something challenger, maybe? I can't see the thing on it.
New challenger.
Yeah, because it's actually got a name like
the
under
final
it.
Challengers.
The final challengers. Showed some 2v1 going on.
That which, was interesting.
Which looked OP.
It looked it's like poor Bison.
Yeah, just two people just whipping up on Bison. Like that was
the same time. Like yeah. On the same screen.
It was like
on the
play same, against yeah. your friends. Or play with your friends. And showed two guys just like wailing on Bison.
Yeah.
It's retarded.
It's going to be dope.
I wonder what new features they're going to actually put in the game besides
what,
that.
What do you think of the art style?
Old school. Yeah.
No. Did you see? It's not old school.
It looked old school to me.
You can toggle between two modes. One is pixelated, just like the old school one.
The sprites?
Yeah. One is sprites. And then the other one is like super smooth, like cartoony.
Hmm. I got to go back and look at that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't even... No, that was a real legit.
Yeah, I just saw the
Street Fighter.
They call it HD.
Oh my god!
And it's like full screen. Otherwise, it cuts down.
Just keep it as sprites.
I like it. I thought it was really good. And I think the other cool part too. I don't know what they were doing or if it was just like VFX. But did you see for a minute it went into first person mode?
No. What trailer did you watch? For
I watched the trailer. The trailer that they showed on stage. And, like, towards the end, there was a brief, like, 2-second transitional thing where it was, like, first-person mode punching.
Why would you want that in a fighting game?
I don't know.
But the capabilities.
The capabilities.
Exactly. VR 2016.
Well, that's
I don't know. Like, can I move left or right?
I don't know.
I don't think you can. You can just go straight forward.
It could have literally just been a transition in between two thoughts. But nah. They threw it in there for some reason, and it was, like, really weird looking. The other part, too, is at the very end, you know how they show, like, Evil Ryu?
Oh, yeah, they had Violent Ken and Evil Ryu.
Yeah. They had is that Violent
he's
Ken?
He's violent?
Yeah, Violent Ken. He's insane.
He's Domestic Disturbance Ken?
Domestic Violence Ken versus Evil Ryu.
Versus Evil Barbie.
I'm looking forward to that one a lot.
If
I'm kind of hoping
it looks. Dope.
I'm hoping this comes out on PC.
No, it's an exclusive to the Switch.
You really think this is going to be an exclusive to
the
Switch?
Yeah, it's exclusive to the Switch.
So does that mean Capcom is working with Nintendo like on some other things we can expect to see?
Like
nope.
Like some exclusive HD remakes of Mega Man or something like that?
Oh, it's already in the works.
That would be incredible.
It's already in the works.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Scalebound coming to
Scalebound.
Scalebound's
dead. Not coming to anything.
That's as dead as Princess Scalebound. Leia.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Dude, that's low.
That's
coming
holy
from me.
Crap.
Jeez.
Man.
On that note, people, thank you for listening.
We just lost so many the views of Corey Vincent.
Do not reflect.
I've had to say that so many times
for
today.
For the love of everything. Jeez.
And you wonder
she
why the people
laughed
hate
at
you.
That joke.
She would not. Would well, not. She's
of course she can't laugh
mean.
Because she's dead.
The whole chat is exploding with wow, way too soon. Oh my god. The Nintendo Switch, everybody, pre-order today. It's coming out on March 3rd. Nintendo has not failed since last console. So
man.
I mean, I think they'll be fine with this one. I'm excited for it. I'm not getting it day one, but you know, that's neither here nor there. One thing I really want to see from this, we'll go real quick round table. One thing I want to see is the developers use more of the controller features and not just bypass it and make regular video games. Steven, what do you want to see?
I want to see more real games and not mini game. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes.
I don't want to buy a disc that has 50 mini games on it. I want actual full story content.
Corey?
I want to see more unique, like you can only get it here content. Like the Street Fighter thing, if that's true.
Exclusives.
Zelda's going to be lit, so I'm looking forward to that. But
it's coming out
if they do what they did with Street Fighter to like a couple other franchises, like Mega Man, that would kind of change me.
Webb, what do you want to say?
You guys took all the good ones. you know what? I want to see the price comes down on those controllers. If I'm going to be playing multiplayer couch co-op, I want to not have to spend $80 on a new controller.
I know that sucks so bad. But, I mean, it's got a lot of technology in it. That's all I keep saying. It's got a lot of technology in it. Thank you for sticking around, everybody. Go over to patreon.com. I forgot to plug that thing again as well. It's going to be going through a real reboot, of course, pretty soon, because I actually just add some stuff to my computer to make some promises to actually go through for that Switch now.
And iTunes people, hit that subscribe button. We need the podcast subscriptions. Ivy Doom Kitty, our new host on Wednesdays. It's been hot fire. We've had our record numbers of downloads.
It's been crazy. Oh, yeah. For Steven Gutierrez, Corey Vincent, the real David Webb, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, you've just been switched on.